Now, the cowgirl that we've been talking about, we're going to see her again in the junior bull riding, little Tiana Davis. So at issue gate open, scream, yell, make some noise, because she has been the only junior bull rider in the last few weeks to make a qualified ride.
I want to draw a bull. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. It's going to get me to where I want to be because, you know what they say, you're only as good as your last ride.
When 15-year-old Tiana Davis grows up, she wants to be a professional bull and bronc rider. And by the looks of it, she's well on her way. Tiana, a sophomore at Rifle High School, won the first place belt buckle for steer riding last summer at the Carbondale Wild West Rodeo and could win the buckle for junior bull riding this year. She's the only girl between Parachute and Aspen who's bucking the tide as a female in a traditionally male sport.
I ride because, you know, sometimes people think that it's just not something girls should do, and I don't think that anybody else should tell you what your dreams are and control that. So it's a big deal.
Tiana got her rodeo start mutton busting when she was 5. That's the event where little kids put on helmets and protective vests and try to stay on the back of a moving sheep for 6 seconds. She was champion mutton buster at the 2004 National Western Stock Show in Denver. Graduating to steers and other events, she's won more than a few prize belt buckles over the past few years. But you can't ride steers past the age of 14. And at 15, Tiana found herself out of options at the end of last year's rodeo season. So she convinced Carbondale rodeo officials to add junior bull riding this summer.
All right, Tiana, bear down.
You talked about a Superman.
Lift on that night latch.
She says bull riding's adrenaline rush begins in the chute.
When I start, I have a glove and I go ahead and I warm my rope up so it's sticky and it helps me hold on. And you'll feel the pressure of the rope being pulled on your hand as you're going. And when you nod your head and the gate opens, the first jump, you just feel how powerful the bull is in your arm. And you'll feel how he comes up and he'll buck, and the power that they have in their hind legs is amazing, actually.
Her natural ability to interact with a horse or interact with anything, basically, was born into her.
That's Aaron Ralston, world-famous horse trainer and reigning champion, who runs a performance horse ranch on Silt Mesa, not far from the Davis place.
We've got 3 horses and 4 burros that live in this pen together.
He's known Tiana for most of her life, beginning with 4-H clinics when she and her sister were youngsters.
Tiana began coming to the house and riding with us. She'd help us work horses and she'd babysit the kids, and you know, it just became a close friendship and somewhat of an extended family.
Ralston says Tiana pretty much excels at anything she puts her mind to, but this can also be an obstacle.
She's a tremendous athlete with great balance and a lot of heart and try. Anything she does, what I have seen, is easy. And therefore, you know, she branches out in these odd disciplines, such as bull riding, you know, to challenge yourself, because everything else maybe leaves her a little bored.
Tiana also faces external challenges. The Women's Professional Rodeo Association, headquartered in Colorado Springs, dropped bull riding as an event in 2008. The Little Britches Rodeo Association doesn't allow girls to ride rough stock, nor does the Colorado High School Rodeo Association. Professional Bull Riders, or PBR, accepts women contestants, but until recently, Colorado's Polly Reich was the only woman in the nation to compete on the professional circuit. It wasn't until 2012 that Maggie Parker, at age 19, became the first woman bull rider to earn money in a PRCA rodeo. T.J. Hooker of Norco, California, is co-founder of the Women's Rough Stock Foundation, which supports women and girls who want to ride bulls and broncs. Hooker is 29. She's always loved bull riding, but she didn't get her start until she was about Tiana's age.
So one time I went to the Orange County Fair, and out comes this rider on this big black bull, rides, gets off, and as they take off their helmet, long blonde locks just roll out, and it's a girl. So I walked up to the stock contractor for the kids' part, and I said, how can I do this? And he said, are you sure, young lady? And I said, absolutely. So the rest is history.
As a female, Hooker was barred from bull riding in high school and college rodeos. But once out of school, she competed in open rodeos with PBR riders and on PBR bulls. She's competed all over the West with the Roughstock Foundation and has the belt buckles to prove it. But success hasn't come easy. She's been stomped on, thrown, and dragged by bulls that weigh as much as 2,000 pounds. She's broken bones, but she's trying to break cultural barriers that come from generations of men who don't like to see girls on bulls.
With a female, when they get hurt, men just act differently than if a guy gets hurt. And it's in their biology to protect us, and they don't like that feeling of seeing a woman get hurt.
Hooker says guys get hurt too, but if one woman injures herself, it gives all women bull riders a bad rap. So she's big on commitment, practice, and entering the sport for all the right reasons.
If you really want to not just get in front of the cameras and make a name for yourself, you actually want to pursue it as a profession, you have to eat, breathe, and sleep bull riding.
Oh, hitting the dirt, it's going to be a no time. Hitting the dirt, no time.
But Jerry Barrentis, stock contractor for the Carbondale Wild West Rodeo and retired bareback bronc rider, is not a fan of women competing with male bull riders. It's not because women can't ride, he says. It's because women are built differently than men.
When a girl weighs 100 pounds, a man weighs 140, you know, their upper body strength is a whole different thing.
Barrentis will give women a chance, but only if they have a commitment to the sport and they know what they're doing.
For a woman to do it, you know, I'm sure there's some of them that are going to try and there's some of them that might make it, but it's going to be a very exceptional thing. It's not going to be an everyday occurrence just because she's a girl.
If he had his druthers, women would have a bull riding league all their own. But for Tiana, what she lacks in upper body strength, she makes up for with form, the placement of her arms when she's riding the bull, and how she moves with the animal.
As a female, my center of balance is different than guys out there. Just because I have wider hips than they do. And a guy's center of balance is going to be in his shoulders compared to mine, which is going to be my hips. And I think that, you know, just the way that people's bodies are different, even from different guys, that you need a different style of riding.
Tiana is serious about the sport. She honed her skills at a bull riding camp this summer, which could be why her scores at the Carbondale Rodeo jumped in early August. And she plans to start a regional high school rodeo club this fall. Jerry Barrentis thinks Tiana is doing pretty well right now, but he says it's a big leap from junior bulls to rank bulls, those 2,000-pound bucking boxcars. But if she stays serious, he says, she might even achieve her dream.
How about a 73-point ride?
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.